We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. My name is Andrew Laird, Senior Soccer Editor of RotoWire, joining this, Friday, May 7th by Adam Zadroik of RotoWire to talk about Saturday's Premier League slate. For those of you who regularly read the FanDuel Premier League article, you're familiar with Adam's work. Adam is also an adamant DraftKings player as well, so well-versed to talk about this 8-hour Premier League slate where the most exciting game, if there is even one, is the late one. Right?
Sure about that? Crystal Palace, Sheffield United? Like, I don't know. That might be maybe the most exciting game of the season. I don't know.
Yeah. Pretty exciting. Starting with the fireworks.
Yeah. I mean, Ben Osborne, one of my favorite players on the slate. Can't forget about him.
I've already forgotten about him. So yeah, three games late, as you said, Crystal Palace favored away, which doesn't happen often, against the already relegated Sheffield United. And we have Man City favored at home against Chelsea. The totals in those games are amazingly close. Amazing because one game has Manchester City and Chelsea, who are going to play for the Champions League final. And the other one is Crystal Palace and Sheffield United, who will not be playing for the Champions League title. But the late game, Liverpool at home against Southampton, which based on the odds should be an absolute bloodbath. We were talking earlier that we have absolutely no idea what the Man City lineup is going to be. They obviously played midweek. They played last weekend. They don't have another game until next weekend, but they can also win the title if they win on Saturday. How are you going about looking at that team?
I mean, it's kind of the same for both Manchester City and Chelsea because, I mean, they're in the same situation. They have a couple guys where, you know, Mason Mount, he seems to play every game. But Manchester City, who knows? I think, you know, Rodrigo is going to be back in the lineup. Pep could go to Aguero and Jesus again, which I think is going to be the case. But then since they don't play for another week, he could just repeat what he did against PSG midweek. It's kind of how it's been for, I don't know, all season almost, or whenever Champions League's going on. You don't know what Pep's going to do. So it's kind of wait and see until the lineups come out. And you know there's going to be one player that you're like, whoa, this guy's starting? Like some 18-year-old player is going to pop up in the starting 11 at some point and be like, oh, okay, well, there's Pep doing his Pep thing.
I don't want to mess this kid. Yeah, Tommy Doyle is the one that always like pops into my mind. We're like, oh, Tommy Doyle is starting for Man City today. I don't expect him to start this match. Like, I think they take this one seriously enough that, like, I think if you have an opportunity to win the title, then you go for it. But that doesn't mean that they're just going to like steamroll Chelsea. They right. both teams like have an incentive not to do too much because they're playing for something else in a few weeks. That being said, like, even if we knew the lineup, like, how confident can you be with guys like Mahrez or Aguero or Jesus or Sterling even playing like 70 minutes? Like, that's my problem, is that, like, even if I knew what the lineup was going to be, I just assume everybody is a sub risk.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. The other thing is, I mean, I think the odds are pretty much based off of the last time they played. It was only a few weeks ago in the FA Cup, and it was a 1-0, Chelsea won. And like, neither team really did anything. Manchester City had 11 shots to 5 for Chelsea. They both had 3 shots on target. They combined for 9 corner kicks. Like, it wasn't an offensive heavy match. And then you're going into the slate looking at the price, and it's like, why am I paying this much for any of these guys if it's going to be a defensive match? These teams are going to play safe. They're coming off Champions League second leg. So, I mean, if it's the same kind of match, like, there's really no reason to pay up for these guys when Liverpool are a huge favorite. So,
yeah, the way I was looking at the Man City prices, like, we're not getting any benefit for them being in a tougher matchup. Like, if you just go by the odds, and they have a higher team total than like Crystal Palace and Sheffield United, but like, in some cases, they're like 1.5x the price of the starting forwards. Like, Mahrez is 92, not to like compare these two, but I'm going to do it anyway. But like, Mahrez is 9,200, and Christian Benteke, I can't even scroll far enough to find him. Like, he's 5,600. Yeah. And it's just like, again, they're very different players, but like, if you're looking at one of the leading goal players in those games that have similar totals, like, I think for tournaments, at least, you just take the cheaper guy, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even someone like Benteke, he's not like, Crystal Palace have had a pretty difficult stretch, and he's like doing something. Like, Crystal Palace have played Manchester City, Leicester, Chelsea. He had 3 shots against both Man City and Leicester. So he's at least doing something, which, you know, that's more than, I don't know, David McGoldrick or Rian Brewster for Sheffield United. So it's at least positive, and then he's 5.6K. So not a bad option overall.
I think given the possibilities, I still play Southampton guys over Sheffield United guys.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, just because Sheffield United is, you know, they're in last place. So, I still have my eye on Ben Osborne. He's playing in an attacking midfield role, and you can't really trust Crystal Palace's defense. And then, I mean, as for Southampton, like, they don't have Danny Ings. Not like Minamino is going to do anything, but he can't play against his parent club. I guess Ward-Prowse is cheap. when you're looking at their lineup, I mean, I guess you could go after a random goal from Walcott, or actually, now that I look at it, Nathan Tella is really cheap, and I think he's going to be pretty popular. That'll probably be something we look at down the line here, but he's 3.5, and he was only subbed off last match because Vestergaard was wrongly sent off with a straight red card. Right. So, right. And before that, he played over 80 minutes, so he's a young guy, and they're going to give him minutes, and he draws, I don't know, 5 fouls every match just because he's like a little guy that just runs past everyone. So,
right.
Not that he can do that against Liverpool, but, you know.
He might be able to run by them, just not with the ball.
exactly.
So, obviously, Liverpool is where we want to be. Salah is the most expensive forward at 9,700. Is there any reason not to play him other than it seems like everyone should just play him?
I think there are reasons not to play him. Yeah, because he will be super popular. But and I kind of got a thing for Diego Jota. He doesn't have the same kind of goal odds, but he seems to take more shots consistently. He just likes to unleash whenever he has the ball. And sure, Salah's on PKs, but that's why it costs more. I don't know. I mean, you can look at any of these guys. There's a chance Liverpool go with their four forwards, and then you're stuck with, like, maybe you'll pick two of those guys and hope that the other two don't score, kind of thing. Sure, Salah is most likely to score, but it's not like if he doesn't score, he has a huge floor or anything. So I'm not completely sold on him overall.
I am only sold on Salah because I think I'm playing him and Jota. Like, I think that like it wasn't an or for me. I want both of them. It's really like, I'm probably not playing Mane. And I think Mane like continues to be like such a great tournament play because everybody I think should play Salah and Jota, but like Mane is just as involved and can go off at any point. Firmino at 6,700, I think is the most unrealistic to explode, but you also, like, because they're in the late game, if you put Firmino in a forward spot and he doesn't start, like, you're stuck. Now you're playing Che Adams because you can't get any other. I guess you could play Thiago if he starts because he's still forward eligible somehow.
There you go. Good swap.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just think we'll see plenty of, like, Liverpool stacks because – basically, like, Liverpool's priced as they should be, and Man City are priced. I think they're all overpriced given the matchup, and so it's just easy to go to Liverpool. And like Salah and Jota don't have the highest floors, but I think they're still going to be really popular in cash because they should just dominate Southampton.
Yeah, I also think if you take two of Salah, Mane, and Jota, then that'll leave you with either Alexander Arnold or Robertson and not both of them. If you take one of those guys, then you could probably stick with both defenders. Not that it's a must, but I think Alexander Arnold is a must on this slate, but more so than Salah actually. But
I've got some really, really cheap guys that I'm willing to play to get all of them.
Okay. Okay. Ben Osborne. All right.
Yeah, I'm not. It's not Osborne. Osborne's too expensive. I'm not proud of it, but I'm gonna
really.
We'll get to those guys.
Okay.
Any thought on the Crystal Palace forwards like Zaha, Eze,
Townsend? I kind of like Eze. You know, he's still taking corners, and yeah, he's actually had a pretty decent floor the last two matches. Like, he had 8.3 points against Manchester City, which I don't know. That's probably one of the best floors of the season for anyone. Yeah. And you got to think, like, Crystal Palace at least have the ball a decent amount against Sheffield United. Maybe it'll be more open than anyone thinks, even if it's not. Like, there's going to be set pieces for Eze, and Sheffield United are bottom of the table. Even Benteke, like, he's super cheap. If you want two of those Liverpool guys, plug Benteke in at utility or the second forward, and it'll get you places. I don't know where, but yeah, Crystal Palace won 2-0 in the first meeting. So it's not like this is a normal matchup for them. Like, there's a chance they actually score four goals here just because Sheffield United aren't good. So,
yeah, I mean, an already relegated team. Like, I see no reason to get excited about. I mean, I'm not playing any forwards from Sheffield United. I just don't.
No,
I don't understand the upside versus guys from Crystal Palace. Like, Firmino is $600 more than David McGoldrick. And like, I was just saying, like, Firmino's spot in the 11 is not guaranteed, but like, I would, if I knew they were starting, like, you would never play McGoldrick.
Right.
Even from a ownership standpoint, like, it's just, it just doesn't seem worth it.
Yeah. Even from that, like, Zaha is 7,800, and I wouldn't do that. Of all of the Palace forwards, like, I wouldn't touch Zaha just because, like, he's so expensive. It's not like he has a huge floor either. He's been playing as a forward. Maybe he's most likely to score on Crystal Palace, but I mean, I don't know if that's something to bet on when, you know, he's 1,000 more than Firmino. So
yeah, he, like, his floor was always about shots and fouls drawn, and he's just like not shooting as much in this position somehow. And so, I mean, he could score, anybody can score, but I'm not there.
Yeah, I don't think he's been normal since he returned from injury, and he's just been kind of struggling along here. Some of it's schedule, but it's not like he played well against West Brom.
Right, teams he should.
But a month ago, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not touching the Southampton guys, although I had no idea Tello was forward eligible. Was he always forward eligible?
I don't know. You never know with DraftKings, so it's
it'll be a goalie next week.
There's a chance it was.
Yeah. I didn't I mean 3,500, I don't think that's crazy. Like, if you're trying to like get as many, if you're trying to stack Liverpool and Man City and you need a $3,500 guy, I guess that's it. Although the Liverpool and Man City guys you want are probably forward eligible anyway. So I'm not sure you're filling those in. Any love for the Chelsea guys?
No. I mean, like I said, that last meeting against Man City, they actually won, but they had, you know, like five shots. So like, if anything, I'd probably go Pulisic because he's probably going to start. He didn't play midweek, or he came off the bench midweek, and he wasn't too happy about it, but he's at a reasonable rate. The problem is how much of these guys can get the ball. Like, they'll have a couple shots, but what else are they going to do? I don't know. Their floor would be 3 or 4 points, and I don't think that's going to be worth it when you have these other matches. You have Liverpool to look at. So
right. Yeah, I see no reason to pay for any of the Chelsea guys. I mean, I guess there's your, you know, GPP low ownership options, but it's not even like they're that cheap.
Yeah. Like, I'd rather test on Southampton guys than spending 2,000 more on Chelsea guys.
Right. Right.
Like, they'll get the same amount of work theoretically.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But,
so midfield, we're talking about how we have no idea what Man City is going to do. If De Bruyne starts, like, I still haven't convinced myself if I need to play him or not in cash.
No.
I don't really want to. As crazy as that sounds, like, I don't think I've ever not wanted to play him, but like, this just doesn't seem like a situation where I need to play him.
Yeah. I mean, the matchup is part of it. I was fortunate enough to be on team Fade De Bruyne midweek, and I captained Mahrez in that PSG matchup. But Mahrez, he's been playing in terms of fantasy, like, his numbers have been as good as De Bruyne's. Like,
yeah.
He's not in PKs and everything, but he still takes a lot of shots and a lot of crosses. So he's still active in the attack. And I think getting him for cheaper is, if you want a Man City piece, like, I'd rather take him than the other guys up there. Like, Foden's more expensive than Mahrez as well. Like, there's no reason to spend up in that matchup when Mahrez has been playing as well or better than those guys, at least in fantasy.
I'm pretty sure Mahrez took their last penalty. I remember De Bruyne had the ball because I had De Bruyne, and then he gave it up to Mahrez.
Yeah, that was late in the match, and I forgot what happened there. But
yeah, I just remember that De Bruyne didn't take it, and it went in. So, but yeah, I think Mahrez is probably where I would end up. I mean, Foden's fine. I think if he starts and De Bruyne doesn't, I think Foden ends up being popular in cash because everyone's like, oh, the Man City set pieces. And I think they probably win more than Chelsea wins. And so, like, I would take Foden over Mount, but I'm not sure the floors of those guys in a game that's going to be low scoring is enough for me to play them. And if I'm playing them, I'm not playing like multiple Liverpool players. And so I think it all comes back to that. Like, would you rather play Man City in a tough matchup against Chelsea or the Liverpool guys, some of whom are even cheaper than the Man City ones, in a game they should blow Southampton out?
Yeah, even looking at that last, the FA Cup matchup between Chelsea and Manchester City, Chelsea had 10 crosses, two of which were accurate, and Man City had 20. So, like, Like you're paying, if you want to pay for set pieces, what is that? I don't know, five crosses maximum for the rest of the guys, and then spread out throughout the team. So, I mean, it's just not enough to pay up for it, at least.
I was disappointed to see Ferran Torres at 7,400 because I was like, I don't want to play Man City, but I will probably play $5,400 Ferran Torres if he starts. But 7,400, I'm just out.
Well, Gundogan is 300 more than him. So
that's not why I'm passing on Ferran Torres.
You want to take that route?
I'm not going there. I don't think I've played Gundogan yet. My balance keeps going down because of it, but I'm not doing it.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I think there's a question with Ward-Prowse right there. 7,200. You got him in your squad or?
I don't. Ward-Prowse is totally a always gets there guy.
He only got there last week because of PK.
Yeah. But he had zero crosses. Like right. James Ward-Prowse, 90 minutes, zero crosses. He created one chance, one foul drawn, no tackles, no interceptions, 26 completed passes, but he gets the penalty.
They had 10 men for 80 minutes and just sat back the entire time. But
that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
He had an assist against Tottenham. Like, he's just, you know, you go to the game log and it's just double-digit points all over the place. But against Liverpool in this matchup, I think I'm just going to pass.
Yeah. I was kind of in that range. Townsend is, well, he's also forward eligible, but Townsend crossed a bunch a few times against Man City, and he's around the same price as Ward-Prowse.
Yeah.
Just another Crystal Palace guy that probably won't be too popular, but it's always a good idea to go in against Sheffield United. So it's at least an option.
Yeah. I get Townsend. He felt a little expensive when I could play Eze.
Yeah.
And I'm probably not playing both of them, but I get it, I guess. The guys like Ziyech and Havertz, at least in tournaments, I feel like they're worth considering only because they're much cheaper than all the other guys on the Man City side. But you need them to get on the score sheet. And if you don't think that they're scoring against Man City, then there's nothing there.
They're worth nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've pretty much faded Havertz every time he's been in, and it's screwed me a couple times, but for the most part, it usually works out because he has a floor of 2 points. So.
He could have had a monster game against Real Madrid and hit the crossbar twice, I think. So didn't. So if we're not playing Southampton, then we're probably not playing Stuart Armstrong at 5,100. I'm not going to play Rodri at 49. And then there's your boy Ben Osborne at 45.
I have him in my first build. I will say that.
So my real question is, why play Osborne at 45 if you could play Fleck at 39 or Norwood at 32?
Well, Osborne, they've been playing, well, according to the game logs, they've been playing, what is it, a 3-4-1-2, where Osborne's an attacking midfielder. So, you know, that means something, right? But I don't know. He's just a good young player. No, your point stands. You also have Tella down there. Like, mm-hmm. You got Tella and Fabinho. Like, I think Fabinho is going to move back to the midfield this week, which will maybe give him a added few points. Not that he has any upside, but yeah, it makes sense not to like Osborne. You may have sold me.
I
see what happens.
I think if you're paying down, like really far down, that's when you consider Sheffield United. Like, I think, like I said, I think Fleck is fine. I think Norwood is fine. I think if you're really desperate, Sander Berge at 3,000 is okay. But he's only because he's 3,000.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, that's it. Like, he's the same price as Tommy. If Tommy Doyle starts, I play him over Sander Berge. But that's the only reason. I think Berge is fine. Like, if you're in this range, like, I wouldn't mind N'Golo Kanté at 3,300, but I don't see a reason for him to have to play.
No.
Other than the fact that he's like their best player. Naby Keita at 3,400 is always a wonderful trap that I fall into.
I still like Tello over a lot of these guys. There's a chance he doesn't do anything, gets subbed off in the 70th or 60th or 50th. But, but I mean, there, he's had games where he just like runs up and down the sideline and the opponent just tackles him over and over and he's
right.
drawn fouls. So I guess we should look at, he's on the left side. So he's going to be on Alexander Arnold's side, who's going to be up the field half the time. So he should get some opportunities.
That's fair. And they could have like Milner there, depending on how the Liverpool midfield looks. I would take Tella over Milner in a foot race.
Yeah, it's true. Well, they've been off for, I don't know, almost 2 weeks now. So,
right.
Yeah, I guess Milner is projected. So, Fabinho, Milner, Thiago. Yeah. He could run by any of those guys.
So. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Granted, Liverpool could have the ball 80% of the time.
Right. So. If only we got fantasy points for just running fast. Yeah. But I do think that range is better than like Milivojevic or Jorginho, which should solidify the penalty now that I've said that out loud.
Don't you say that every podcast though?
Probably. You're right.
I think he last scored March 8th against Everton. So
if you told me it was March 8th, 2020, I'd believe you too. Although I don't think they were playing. They might have still been playing.
This does include Champions League, but I don't remember a Jorginho Champions League goal. So.
Oh, I thought you meant Milivojevic.
Oh, no, Jorginho.
Gotcha.
Milivojevic maybe scored. No, he scored March 13th. So there you go.
More recently, I guess. But anyway.
Yeah.
Going to defense, I agree. Trent Alexander-Arnold seems like a must. He's the most expensive defender at 7,000, but that was fine. Like, he was one of the first guys in my lineup, particularly for cash. I had Robertson also, but I think if you – like, the last thing I want to do is look at, like, the Sheffield United wingbacks and be like, oh, that'll get me there. Because they just never get me there. And so, like, I'm not going to play the Southampton, whoever starts out wide there. And then it's like, do I want to play the Man City guys if, you know, in that matchup? And I certainly don't want to pay up for the Chelsea guys, thinking like, oh, I'll get Reece James's one or two corners. So that leaves me with Liverpool and Crystal Palace. I'm not going to play Joel Ward. So it's either going to be Van Aanholt or Mitchell. And I'm not sure I want to play either of those guys. Did you want to play those guys?
No. there's a chance Nathaniel Klein starts. Roy Hodgson mentioned he's going to rotate a bunch through the final few matches. So Klein could come in for Ward. So there's something. He's 3,000. I mean, it's a possibility, but... it's not anything really exciting.
No.
You mentioned the Sheffield United wingbacks. Jaden Bogle has been getting some time. He hasn't really done much lately, but he's had good matches at times.
At times,
So he's 4.2, and like this is one of their better matchups in a while. So that's at least something to think about. Granted, he was subbed off early last match, so I don't know what to say about that.
Right, yeah. Like, I think, I just want – I feel like every guy I find, I'm like, oh, I could play him, and then I'm like, I should just play Alexander-Arnold and Robertson.
Yeah, I think it's those guys, or you just go to the bottom. You go 3K or under.
Right.
I mean, you go to – if Klein starts, it's the early match, so you can – you can see that right away. I don't know. Go with pretty much anyone. Vestergaard and hope Southampton get another 1-0 win outside of if you have all the Liverpool guys, but for some reason, Riedewald is a defender, even though he's played midfield all season.
That's not bad. 2,800 in the first game.
Didn't he used to be a midfielder / defender? It's weird that they would switch that.
But he's definitely played midfield all season.
Right. Okay. Well,
but they also still have Thiago as forward eligible, so I'm not sure where.
Yeah, there's a chance you can get some 2.5 defenders in here. James Tompkins is back from an eye injury, and he probably won't start, but it's early match and it's possible. So same with Scott Dan. If you want this 2.5, guys, and Crystal Palace could get a clean sheet, so, hey, go all out.
I'm going to pass on that, but appreciate the offer. I'm out. I don't know.
Yeah, me too. But I'm just saying for the, you know, the people out there going with the Crystal Palace 4-0 win, those are your options.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. You pay up for Allison?
No. I mean, no. I don't know. I mean, when you're getting like decent floors from Salah and Jota and Alexander Arnold, you're like, you're not going to pay out for a goalie that might get a save or two and might allow a goal. So I don't think it's worth it. I mean, especially with the Crystal Palace Sheffield United match, just go either side in that match. It's going to be, there's a chance either team gets a clean sheet. And then, I mean, even Mendy, like,
I was gonna say Mendy doesn't look so bad to me.
Yeah, I mean, depending like what lineup Manchester City plays, but even like we've been saying, the FA Cup, Chelsea 1-1-0. Like it's not guaranteed. Like these teams are pretty close, or
yep,
they've been playing pretty equally. And yeah, why not? I'd probably look at Mendy. Yeah, Mendy more in GPPs, just because I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he'll be less popular. Maybe. I don't know. You got to think that people will look to the Crystal Palace Sheffield United game more just because it's two blah teams, I guess.
You know? Yeah. I think that's fair. Mendy. I don't even like Man City don't even force like a ton of saves either. Like I don't see Mendy losing, let's even call it 1-0, but like making up for it with 8 saves. Like it just doesn't seem like Man City needs to play that way. And so I'm definitely not playing Ederson. I know that much.
No, zero chance.
Especially if
they've mixed up their center backs like they have been doing. John Stones can't play, but then you got Ruben Dias might not play. Even then Laporte and Ake are back there. Okay. So it's we're kind of just fading that match is what it comes down to, no matter the position. So
yeah, I think given the price difference between Ederson and Allison, though, like Allison seems cheap at 59 if Ederson is 53, just because Allison's just so much of a bigger favorite with higher clean sheet odds that if you're able to pay up, I think that's where you go. That's all.
Yeah, but then you're going against your 3.5K forward/midfielder, Nathan Tella. So think about that, because he's probably going to score. I'm just saying it right now. Him and probably Ben Osborne.
Let's see what you can get for a Nathan Tella goal here.
I'm going to say plus 1,200.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
650.
Oh, what? No. Come on. That's not good enough. Has he even scored this year? Plus 650, and their implied goal total is less than one. Those are terrible odds.
Yeah, plus 650. Does he have a goal this year? No. 12 shots in 14 appearances.
That's no.
Yeah, like it's just not good enough.
I'm paying 1,200 plus 1,200 for that. Nothing below. It's the cutoff.
Yeah.
The economy is made up of real people doing real stuff, and it affects everything. Which you obviously know since you're a real person doing real stuff. Marketplace is here to help you get smart about everything beyond the what of the day's business and economic news. We dig into the how and the why with the real people driving our economy. From big tech and interest rates to small businesses and what's happening at the Fed, Marketplace breaks it all down so you don't have to. Listen to Marketplace wherever you get your podcasts.
So we were just talking about how we were going to fade the Man City-Chelsea game. There's also a Man City-Chelsea showdown that the GPP is like almost three times the size. I think maybe it's double, 35 and 15 or something like that. So part of the reason we don't want to play Man City on the classic slate is because the lineup can be so all over the place. We have the safety, at least, with showdown, knowing who's going to start. I think the best tournament lineup for this game has two goalkeepers. What do you think?
Okay. Well, I mean, I think you know I'm a big proponent of going for the score of this draw. That is one of my favorite strategies.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't disagree with you. I'd say going with the underdog, Mendy would be the play right there. Just because they're the underdog. If it's a scoreless draw, if Chelsea win 1-0 again, there you go.
There you go.
Looking pretty good right there.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the best move. The problem is that they may only get two or three saves. So if there is no clean sheet, you're going to lose no matter what.
Yes.
But I guess that's tournament play. So
yeah,
that's how it goes. But I think everyone's in agreement. Like, it's not going to be like a 3-2 type of match. And if it is, then
I don't think so.
Yeah. So you have to look at it. Are you going to play either of the goalkeepers, or are you going to go with attacking players? And maybe you're going to go against the odds and go with a 3-2 type of match. Like, I mean, that's pretty much how you have to look at it. You got to go with the clean sheet, or you got to go with a high scoring match. In that case, you're back in whoever basically that's in there. Because, I mean, you could use anyone in these games. That's kind of how it's been all season for these teams. So
yeah, like I think the assumed lineup is like 3-3 or 4-2 Man City. Like, I think that's kind of where the chalky idea comes from. But like, even doing that, like, you're going to end the four Man City. Like, you can't play De Bruyne, Mahrez, Aguero, and Foden or something like that. You know, like, there's just not enough salary for that.
Even then, you're guessing for the goals.
Right. Right. You're paying up for all of those guys, and you still could miss out on the Ferran Torres bench goal or something like that. Like,
right. Yeah. I think Pulisic at like 7,600 will probably be pretty popular just because he's cheaper and he's Pulisic. So,
right.
And I think he's starting. I mean, you can get him cheaper than pretty much, I don't know, a lot of players here. Mm-hmm. You can get him cheaper than Ferran Torres, even cheaper than Timo Werner. So Gundogan, Bernardo Silva, like, he'll be pretty popular. If they don't rotate much, I'd probably still lean. If you're looking for attackers, I'd still lean something like Mahrez as a captain.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with that is, I guess people would be looking at that midweek match and, okay, Mahrez, I don't know, he had 50 points as a maybe not that high, but he was pretty high.
And he was pretty high. He might have been up there.
So people will be looking at that. So he'll be a little more popular than he was against PSG. But otherwise, like if for an attacker, I don't know. It's you're just guessing pretty much. Because this isn't like a match where you want one of the fullbacks as a captain, because it's not like those guys are going to be crossing a ton. The only chance would be, you know, Reece James starts and then Mason Mount isn't playing, or Ben Chilwell's not playing as well. And that just hasn't been happening lately. So.
But even if that happens, like, I still don't think they have the ball enough.
Right. Yeah, they had three corners that last meeting. Like, what is set pieces even mean in this matchup? So
yeah, I mean, I'm all about a Reece James captain most times, but I just don't see it in this one. Like, I think you're just better off playing for something weird, and if you're playing for, you know, like a 2-1 or 1-1 and trying to get pieces from each side, like I think you're just going to end up with a lineup that a lot of other people have. And like, there's no telling that's how the game ends.
Yeah.
And so I think if you play for one of the teams to have a clean sheet, doesn't have to be Chelsea. You can still stack a, you know, Ederson and a bunch of, you know, some of the defenders and just hope that floor gets you there. Like, I think that's fine, but
I wonder if the ultimate GPP move would be to captain a center back and then hope for a goal and clean sheet. So you got like a Kurt Zouma or something, or Ruben Diaz or Nathan Ake or something like that. You know, you get a header goal off a set piece. You got the goal. Maybe you get the clean sheet. Never know.
You have to play whatever goalkeeper. Like, you need the correlation with the goalkeeper in that situation.
Yeah, definitely. You'll need maybe the other center back.
Right.
And then probably the opposite set piece takers for the other team. That's usually what I roll with. Maybe if it's like you get like an early goal kind of thing, and then the other team's attacking for the second half, so you get those set piece points too.
So Zouma captain with Mendy.
Should we put this together right now?
Zouma captain, Mendy. What do we think? Christensen or Thiago Silva,
with Zouma captain, we might not need another center back. That might be the case.
That's probably right.
We could throw Reece James in there.
Right. You can definitely
throw Mahrez in there. We need Mount for the assist, and then we can use, we have 13.5K for anything we want.
De Bruyne,
there you go. And we got 2.9K left, but I think that's a winning lineup, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, that's such a... Well, so hold on. We have Mendy. Zouma, captain, Mendy, James.
James, yeah.
De Bruyne, Mahrez.
Yeah, that's right. So we'll get the assist on the set piece to Zouma. We'll get the clean sheet win. It'll be 1-0. And then we'll get second half set pieces from Mahrez and De Bruyne. Here we go. Entering $15 contest. All right, let's do it.
We don't like to give out lineups on the podcast, but that one was too good not to. I think that's how you play it, though. You got to find a scenario that maybe not everybody is considering and just mm-hmm. build your lineup. I mean, that's how showdown works anyway. So that's how a 1-0 Chelsea win with a Zouma goal works. And if Zouma doesn't score and Man City scores, you're absolutely dead.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it works.
Right.
it's just,
Yeah. That's it. All right. We lost you. Oh, perfect time to lose you. All right. If you guys have any follow-up questions for Adam, you can find
him. I'm back.
You're at RotoZadroik. RotoWire. For the video, please hit the like button below. Feel free to subscribe for all the RotoWire videos. If you're listening to the audio version, please just rate and review it wherever you listen. Adam, thank you for that. good luck on Saturday.
Thank you for listening to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. For more great content, visit rotowire.com/soccer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.